Question, why are infants in Afghanistan starving? Doctors there say it's the worst they've seen since 2001. In fact, according to UN figures, severe malnutrition has increased by 50% or more since 2012. And what's baffling doctors is that while more and more emaciated infants are being brought into overcrowded hospitals, like one in Helmand Province, taking in 200 a month, their parents aren't starving. Dr. Gabriella Das is with Doctors Without Borders in Helmand Province. The phone line's a little touchy, but doctor, most of your cases are children under two. This is a war zone, so some are saying, well, there are mines in the fields that prevents harvesting of crops. But what do you think is behind this starvation?
Well, at least in our assessment, the most important factor is the issue surrounding breastfeeding. The fact that women have a lot of children, which is all linked with education issues, early marriage, this kind of thing.
Well, we're reading that not only are these relatively young women having so many children, there's not a lot of space in between the child, but they're also intrigued by the idea of buying milk instead of breastfeeding. As someone said in the New York Times, the boxes look so fancy to them, and often this is powdered milk that they have to mix with maybe stream water, and so it doesn't have the same nutrition, and it might actually be bad.
I mean, there are a lot of aspects that we do not understand. You have to realize that because of security reasons, we are very much confined within the hospital premises. So it's very little interaction that we have directly with the community. We have a network of health promoters, so we try to work ourselves on the area of education and improving the interaction of between mother and children and child caring practices. But that's very little of this that we understand ourselves from the hospital.
What do you do? How are you handling this? In the Bast Hospital there, 40, 50 infants every day, and the pictures are heartbreaking, and the description of the trouble that they're in is just terrible.
Yeah, it's difficult because the number of infants, as you say, is quite high. We try them to gain weight. That requires to spend a lot of time inside the hospital. Now, during this time, when they are in the hospital, we try to, of course, work to improve the interaction between mother and children and to try to work with the women to start breastfeeding. But of course, it's not easy. And then because they cannot stay for a long time, sometimes it takes more than a month to get visible results. So then we see the same children coming again and again. And of course, sometimes...
Yeah. Well, you are alluding to the thing that I'm sure you don't want to say. They die. They've been dying.
An unfortunate reality.
Well, is there anything that can be done? I mean, we know there's special foods and pastes that can be given to children, but these are infants. As you said, they need the breast milk. Is there anything beyond getting the word out that can be done?
Well, in the end... It burns down to education and improving the perspective of the mothers themselves, which is something much more longer term.
Yeah, these mothers who are having, 10 children by the age of 30. Dr. Gabriella Das, who's with Doctors Without Borders in Helmand Province in Afghanistan, where they're seeing a huge surge in starving infants coming into the hospital. Dr. Das, best of luck to you with this. Thanks so much for talking to us.
You're most welcome.